magic?
What we do every week?
Do you think we'll ignite the magic?
Do you believe in the magic?
I believe in magic, Johnson. Lousy Weather Media main show episode 132. Right, Josie?
Right.
I'm not here instead. I'm always here.
I'm Sean Ast.
No, I was doing the exact same thing, but...
Like, okay, so Bob, I just don't realize you are here ever.
Yeah. Went to Bob first instead. Mm. Don't you normally go to Paul first?
Yeah, Paul is always first. It feels... Maybe once Paul comes back, I'll never be able to look back to their left. We have Jeff Rowe, the hillbilly, making his grand return. I almost said hillbilly again.
I know, you always fuck that.
I almost did it again. Jeff Rowe, the hillbilly, fresh back from Australia.
Yep.
From down under. You were down there with the, it was Kyle and Jackie O. They invited you personally, right?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
They called
me up on the phone.
The biggest radio show in Australia calls Jeff up personally.
Said,
on the phone.
Come on down here and help me scare people.
But no, it was a haunted house they were setting up for this Royal Easter show.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know much information. I'm kind of pulling this out of my ass.
We have it every year. It's been like forever.
Mm-hmm.
They have it
since like they became a country.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's like the biggest carnival you ever see in your life with all the state-of-the-art rides.
Mm-hmm.
And they held it at the Olympic Park, which they built in 2000 for the Olympics there, and mm-hmm. I stayed at the condos for that. Just an amazing thing, man. It was like 10,000 people through the door a day. On Good Friday, there was 100,000 people through.
Yeah.
So that's like, I mean, so many people. 5,000 people through the haunted house in mm-hmm. one day. That you do that in an entire week here in the States, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing it a day. Mm-hmm. So it was just crazy.
It was ridiculous.
Crazy. Oh, yeah.
There was nothing like it.
Nothing ever.
It was, all right, so let's give a little backstory. You were here before. People can go back and listen to it. It was back at the main show Spooktacular. when we were celebrating Halloween. You are a haunt icon. That's how I put it last time. You scare people and do makeup and look crazy everywhere for business.
That's right.
And business is good.
It's fucking crazy, dude. I mean, other side of the world and shit, you know what I mean?
So you were invited to Australia. How long did you spend in Australia?
I was there for 29 days.
Left 29 goddamn days?
And how many people do you think saw you each day?
Oh, thousands. Thousands of people. Mm.
You look like you're tired.
Kind of brain still.
You kind of been through the ringer. It was every day of burning rubber.
It's like 14 days of 14-hour days. Straight. Wow.
Just screaming at people. Are you all right now?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I feel like you're about to explode.
I'll make it. I'll be okay. Yeah.
Is your throat dying? Are you holding in a cough?
I'm kind of sick from the trip, and you know, still kind of a little wore out and really half baked, you know.
So let's say you look like you've been crying for the past 10 minutes. So I didn't really. Paul's on tour still. So, like I said before, it's going to be a quiet episode because not just a lot of, ha-ha, yeah.
Hey, guys, sorry. Hey.
There you go. You made up for it.
That
you got a lot
hey.
Of
that. Just keep doing that.
Yeah, just do that the whole time and be like, did your dick feel good when you do it in between things?
Does he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think I've never heard him say that.
Well, I'll throw it in there.
Okay. So I just came back from the dollar store.
That way, you're right now?
Yeah, go ahead, throw it in there.
Does your dick feel good?
And it was all right, Bob. It was all right. But so I went.
The dollars, they're treating you well there then.
I was at the Dollar Tree, and I think I do go there every 3 months. Amber pointed this out to me that she's like, I take you here every 3 months, and you say the same things. Like, this is only a dollar? This for a dollar? This is only a dollar right here. This for a dollar? This too? Like, I got 3 liters of soda in there.
You're like, I got five things in my cart. It's $5.
I got fucking Spaghetti-O, right? The regular size one and the double size one for only a dollar.
Each of them. Crazy.
You ever go to the Dollar Tree?
I've been there like several times. It's an amazing place.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Like, I went in there and bought balloons for my grandson, and I bought like 30 of them for like a dollar a piece.
Mm-hmm. You can get what?
I probably shouldn't because it doesn't matter on the podcast, but the Dollar Tree out in Brimfield mm-hmm. is awesome. It's bigger.
It's even better. It is?
Yes.
You're going to throw these guys under the bus?
Fuck yeah.
That is a small little store. But yeah, I mean, you can get whole dinner sets and glasses. And like they had these really awesome Coca-Cola glasses. I wanted to buy six of them right then. Like I thought they were cool. Like the little pop-up of the Coca-Cola.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't have enough money.
You thought they were too expensive.
You know, a dollar a piece.
Yeah. But then there was other things like paper towels that I can feel why they're a dollar a piece.
Don't buy the toilet paper. Well, you can, but you might regret
I know.
It.
I will never do that.
Did you go across the street to the other dollar store after that?
No, the Family Dollar.
Oh.
Wait.
They make your dick feel good over there. Guys. Guys.
All right, I'll see you guys later. All right. No, Family Dollar is where I'll get cat food at sometimes. I'm rolling there because 55 cents or something like that.
For
a can of wet food. And now I give my cat breakfast.
I don't have any cats.
Nah, you hate cats.
Well, not really hate them. But
how long would a cat survive in your house?
Right now?
Oh, I don't know. As long as it took to catch them, probably.
I'm not with a very fond of cats.
You don't think you're owning them. Think your dogs would play with a cat?
Damien kind of like crunches them for some reason. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. You have three pit bulls.
Yeah.
And so if we just, I mean, not my cat.
Definitely.
But if we just took a cat and put it in the middle of the room.
Which we would never do. Hypothetical.
Yeah, all right. Well, because...
He don't like them because he used to have a pen, and they used to get in his pen all the time. And
mm-hmm. Fucking cats.
Right.
And so that's his reaction.
The stray cats from the neighborhood, so I'm sorry, but he's a dog.
You drop a cat in the middle of the living room, you don't think they'd lick it? No, what if it was a sick cat? You know, like animals, like we'll find other sick animals and just like nurse it back to health.
He came in the house one time carrying a baby kitten and it was just newborn, stole the umbilical cord on it, had it in his mouth and dropped it at Tammy's feet.
See, he was trying to save that.
He just didn't like the ones that like scratched him in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that, he just kind of crunched him.
Okay, so if it was a baby cat.
Everything likes babies, right?
He'll take care of a baby.
Everyone loves babies. Everyone hates poop. You know what I'm saying?
So if we drop a baby cat in the middle of the room.
Which we would also never do.
It might make it.
Could we? Yeah, I was about to say, can we place bets on how long it would last, or is that against the law, too?
I'm not even going there,
The
though.
Beginning of it is against the law to begin with, right?
It's probably all against the law.
I don't think you can drop cats in the middle of three pit bulls for fun.
No.
You not even in your own home or anything like that?
Probably
what's wrong
not.
With
probably,
you?
It's probably
no, I mean, I think it's fucked up. Like,
you're not sounding like you're right now.
Hey, guys, what if we put a cat in the middle of three pit bulls?
I mean, if I saw it like on my Facebook feed and it was like, look what these crazy people are doing, I'd be like, yeah, those people are crazy. They're fucked up. But
I wouldn't even watch it. You would watch it?
I guess. You'd have to see how it ended. But you would... It's an interesting idea of like... Oh, well, how long will it last? Can we pet? That's not like dog fighting or cat dog fighting. That's just.
That's exactly what that
just,
is.
natural. It says natural selection taking place in front of you.
Not if you put
it's
it there.
Natural.
That's
it's
Darwinism.
That's a bait animal. That's what that's called. You're
okay, so that's when you start being like Cecil the Lion and shit.
The reference,
like Michael Vick.
But.
Or like no, Michael Vick was like he when the dogs lost, he was like water torturing them and shit, waterboarding them or something.
Honestly,
like that.
It was so long ago.
And
I don't
shocking
remember.
Them, he was doing crazy shit. He was like putting them in bathtubs and shocking them and shit, doing crazy shit when they lose.
He's forgiven, I guess. Everybody forgave him, I guess.
That's different than what I'm saying.
Not far off.
Okay, what's your idea, Jeff? Can we talk about haunted houses?
Again? Right. I don't think I'm going to put cats in my dog's room now.
No, this would never happen.
No.
We'd never do any of it. and I think it's fucked up.
Honestly, but, pit bulls are some of the nicest, like nicest dogs ever encountered.
Yeah, but they don't like cats.
But, you know.
Yeah, but
they're dogs. They're so
dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats should get along, though. Mm. I think your dog would tear the shit out of my cat.
I don't know.
Every time you bring her over, she's ready to tear her up.
She just, well, when she gets on top of our cat, she does climb on top of the cat.
Oh, yeah, you
just
have a cat and dog in the house.
Mm-hmm. He stays away. He stays away.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. But he hasn't used any of his, he's a terrible cat. Like, he has his claws. He could.
All cats are terrible.
He could like swat at her, like mm-hmm. show her, hey, I was here first, like this is my house too, but mm-hmm. he chooses to cower and be a little bitch. He's a little bitch. sorry Taylor. So
tell me about Australia, Jeff. Let's go back there. How was April Fools in Australia? Did they have April Fools there?
Yeah,
teach me about the land of Australia.
Australia is amazing. I mean, the people mm-hmm. that were there, every race you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Did
they all speak Australian?
Their language in both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, it's English is the main language, right?
Yeah, but there was a lot of broken accents. You had to, you know.
That's what I mean, like Crocodile Dundee type thing.
There was some that was like that. That mm-hmm. is over-exaggerated. They call them bogans if they talk like that.
That's like the redneck of our area.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the biggest problem over there were like what they called Lebos, the Lebanese people. All the guys were on steroids and wore shirts that were way too small.
That was the Jersey Shore people?
Right. And all the chicks wore all the makeup. And every night before mm-hmm. closing, we always had like a group or 12 or 15 of them trying to cause problems and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, every night.
So it'd be like, I fight you, brother.
Right. Let me in for 6 tickets. Why not, bro? Let me, come on, dog. Come on. You know, I'll see you afterwards and all that shit. So I'd stand right there in front of them and just make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
That was the deal, is like, we got to take out the Lebanese.
All right, so every night you had to deal with those assholes. But the rest of the day, it was just like families with kids, man. They'd stomp up to my characters that are covered in blood and scary and go, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? It was just fucking amazing, you know?
Kind of how most places are during the day. You get the family types as soon as that sun comes down.
I toned my characters down because, you know, Jeffro growling at people's faces, I'm going to rip you open and eat your creamy fillings, to a 3-year-old little kid, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I fucking, you know, I would go after some people hard, but most of the kids and shit were just high-fiving me.
There was one thing I heard on the Kyle and Jackie O show. I meant to snag the audio from it, but I forgot. I can grab it while we're in a break or something. But it was the lady talking about you scaring them so bad at the beginning that nobody wanted to go in. So then they got to know you and you coaxed them in. I don't know. I'm kind of paraphrasing the story. I'm sure you could tell it better. But then she gets inside and realizes she doesn't have her wallet. So then she leaves the 4 kids with you.
Yeah, she's got 2 boys that are like 10 or 12 years old. They're going into haunted houses. They're going in. She's standing there with her 3 other daughters that are like toddlers and shit in fucking little chairs. She's like, oh my God, I left my wallet back in the showroom place.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? And I was like, well, the boys are in there. And she was like, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, go get your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch your kids. So I stood there with her kids and she took off and left me. I'm covered in blood. Jeffro, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She comes back and I'm stalking around her kids and the boys come out. She's like, oh, thank you. And then they did a radio interview and it was all on the radio about it.
Yeah, she called.
She's like, blood covered redneck. That's what she called me.
She was like, when she called in, she goes, I want to talk about the zombie redneck. And then then she starts talking about how crazy he looks, and then says, then here I am, mother of the year, leaves 4 kids with the zombie redneck.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So you had pretty interesting people coming through.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was, I mean, everything from, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Taiwanese people to people from the Middle East to people from Australia, England, everywhere you can think, people with turbans on their head. It was insane, dude. I mean, one after the other.
So you, let's... let me just talk about the beginning of it. So who even got you over there to do it?
The people that worked at Haunted Hydro up in Bob and Beth Turner, they invited me to go, and I went through hell getting my passport and all that and trying to get it all together, but we got it all together.
Yeah, I heard you wanted to fight with the lady over the passport.
Oh, God, that was a mess. I had to get it rushed, and it cost me like $700 altogether. Jeez. I had to jump through hoops and send paperwork here and there and all this. It was just insane.
The way the red tape works?
Yeah, I sent them an original document of my name change papers, and then they wanted a copy of that paper that they had in their hand. So I had to go down and get a copy of the paper they're holding and send it to them again. And I'm like, that's another $35, $40.
While they're already holding the original.
They got the original in their hand, and they went, well, it's unlegible because it's so old. Well, you told me to send the original. I'm sorry that I'm almost 50 years old.
And so you jump through these hoops just to get a stamp and a book.
Right. Basically. Passport to get over there.
They want
to
know why the hell you're going.
Right. You got to prove that you can do a better job than an Australian that's already there. Mm-hmm. So they fucking had to look at my character and see what I did and all that. And they couldn't find some Australian to be as crazy as I was, I guess. So
that's how that worked, really? Like, all right, so because you're going over there on a temporary work visa.
It was an entertainer visa. So you're 420, actually.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. So you're entertainer 420. All right. So that's pretty interesting because, like, does somebody like Madonna going to go through that shit? Like, Madonna's got to prove that she can do a concert.
Oh, no one else can do Madonna songs as good as Madonna. Better can, than,
she'd probably have to prove that she could draw or something bigger in Australia than an Australian.
Right, something like that. I don't know.
I wonder if America's got that shit.
No, they'll let anybody in.
Fucking,
for now.
Well, yeah, I was about to say Donald Trump will shut that down. Don't worry. Or any of them. They're all about to shut it down. We're about to be in lockdown.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, we can't leave.
We're about to be put in bubbles.
You should
see
how the Australians think about our politics over here. They
especially
just,
during
it was
the...
All right. What's wrong with your country?
Especially during the campaign.
Idiot Trump, blah, 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 this, then that. It's crazy.
And then even with what do they think about the other people? Do you get into conversations about any of the other political people?
A few of them. They kind of like Bernie over there, like everybody here likes him. But they all hate Donald Trump. They think he's an idiot because it's pretty easy to see.
Yeah. Apparently it's not to a lot of people.
It's because America is full of idiots.
Exactly. No, I watched a video today of... Hey, guys. I watched a video today of somebody with Donald Trump making steak. It was just a funny video. He was just spilling everything over the steak instead of like... He was like, add some salt. And he just spilled the salt shaker. It was just little Donald Trump hands. They were like little tiny hands. It was funny.
What were some of? Did you get any other? Because what was your mix to Australian native to Americans you're traveling with? Like interaction.
Oh, there was me and Will and Dusty. Those just three Americans. Everybody else over there was Australian. And one girl living with us was Will's girlfriend, Ruth. She was also Australian. Everybody else, Australian, you know, it was amazing.
So everybody you talked to was native.
The people that we picked to work in the haunted house, three of the boys were from Germany, two of them were from Argentina, a girl from Argentina, a Taiwanese kid, and one kid from Chile.
Did they speak English?
Broken English. These kids were rock stars, man.
Really?
This Michael Myers kid for 14 hours a day would jump from a flat ground to a table that was like 2.5 feet off the ground, spin a knife in the air and jump off the other side of it over and over again. I was stuffing people in the haunted house like a group every 11 seconds. And he would do that over and over and over.
He's
and
just
over.
A machine.
And he's got a degree in like business or something waiting for him when he gets home to go start his own business. And he's just over there doing this because he wants to kick it and have fun.
Now I want to live in Taiwan now. Is crazy, that what he said?
No, he was actually from Germany.
Oh, okay. I want to live in Germany now.
His name. Then just my Michael Myers.
Just freaking Z-Deutsch.
And then a Texas Chainsaw guy was from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
He had a degree in business or something like that, marketing, I think. Crazy.
At WrestleMania, they did a bunch of Texas Chainsaw stuff. It was weird because they were in Texas. Did you remember on Friday with Friday Night?
I remember them pulling a chainsaw at once and it didn't work.
Yeah. On Friday night, they had a wrestler come out with a chainsaw. And it ended up just sounding like he was trying out for the rock band Jackal. Yeah, he's just like going to his theme song. But it was supposed to be like Texas Chainsaw Massacre entrance. That was his like inspiration.
Were there any people offended by your character there? Like,
not really. They all dug it.
Okay.
What about American wrestling?
There was a couple people asked me if I was the Undertaker and stuff. Really? My tongue's really famous over there now. They walk up and go, I take a picture and they'd be like, stick your tongue out. We saw it on Instagram.
That's funny. Gosh.
So I'm going to make its own page here in a couple of days, I think.
Yeah, your Instagram was your personal one had a bunch of awesome photos on it, but people sharing photos of you was getting crazy. I was even telling you that earlier. It was all like, if you went to like the hashtag for Kyle and Jackie Haunted House or hashtag for whatever, or Royal Easter Show and all that shit, there would be a bunch of pictures of you and videos of you like being like, come inside.
It was crazy. I would go out there after I'd be on a microphone for a couple hours and they would just surround me. And I was just like doing the pivot thing where I'd have my one foot there and they would go picture and I would take a picture with them with my tongue out. Hmm. And then I would pivot to the next group and take a picture and pivot to the next group and take a picture. And I mean, for hours, I'm saying thousands of pictures a day, not while I was there total a day. I'm thinking tens of thousands of pictures. Hmm. It was ridiculous, man. I mean,
in this era with everybody with their cell phone.
Yeah, dude. I mean, selfie. Girls going up selfie. I mean, there's thousands of pictures of me.
Did you smile?
Video promos. People walking up and going, will you tell my girlfriend Carol you're coming to kill her? And I'd be like, I'm coming to get you, Carol. All on their camera and stuff, you know, all over Snapchat. You name it, dude. Snapchat, all over.
Did you become a social media wizard through it?
Oh, my God.
You're like, now.
Cab rides home. I would go down and get a cab with the makeup on, and it would take me four or five cabbies to even let me in their cab because they was all afraid of me.
That's funny.
And then on the way home, every time that I got there, they'd be like, can we get a selfie? And I'd be like, take this back to your boss and tell him that all your cab drivers are fucking assholes because they won't give me a ride because I got this makeup on them. Fire them. They're not doing their fucking job. I did that. Every night I tried to get a cab, it happened to me, dude. It was like the fourth or fifth guy that finally would take me home. And, you know.
You were like a black guy in New York.
Dude. I woke up to him, you know, in full clown, covered in blood. And they're like, no. Locking the door on me and shit.
I was about to say, you standing there like your character Bluntkin.
Right.
And which is a pretty big, bloody, evil clown with giant hands.
Right.
I wouldn't let you in my fucking cab either.
I'd be walking up and hear the door lock go clink.
I'd be like, it's fucking, that's like straight out of It or something. You know,
I tell them the address and they'd be like, I can't go there. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? No. And it's three turns on how to get there. Let me in. No, lock the window on me and shit.
That's funny.
Which character do you think was more popular?
I think the clown. The kids all like the clown with the big hands.
Mm-hmm.
The other Jeffro's kind of scary.
Yeah, you were like Ronald McDonald, but bloody.
Right.
Yeah, Jeffro is pretty scary. You had to dial back the Satanism, I'm sure.
Yeah, I still wore the pentagram and all that.
I saw, you know, the big pentagram.
Believe it or not, there's not a bunch of prudes in Australia who believe in that crap.
And it was the Kyle and Jackie O haunted house, wasn't it?
Right.
And they're like one of the biggest, most controversial shows in the...
Yeah, that's
for
like
radio.
They've got like shows all over. I mean, they syndicated all over, but yeah, their base is right there. And
the only reason why I even know about them, have heard about them, is because that the guy host on it has gotten in a lot of shit a lot of times for things he said.
Yeah, his
on
dad
air.
Died like right in the middle of us opening, so he didn't come through. But Jackie came through, and I scared the living shit out of that girl a few times. I got the F bomb on her a couple times.
That's funny. Were they taking like video through the place too? I'm sure.
Yeah, you can get online and watch her
like
going through.
Probably on their
YouTube.
You
go to KISS FM on their Facebook page.
Yeah, what was the radio station?
It's 10. I think it was 106.5. KISS FM.
Yeah, I found the podcast from just Kyle and Jackie O, and the one they talked about you was March 22nd or whatever.
There was the other guy, Gordy was his name. I was on his radio fucking spot a couple times. And then the Royal Easter Show has its own radio spot. Kimson, I did an interview with them, too.
So. Hey, so did you do any interviews on, how many of the like actual on-the-radio interviews did you do?
I think I did three or four.
You're just, so this is like interview number five. You're like a pro now.
Right. It's pretty crazy.
You're like a radio haunt professional. You got something, Josie?
Yeah, were you Blunkin in the interview or were you yourself?
I was, I think I was Jeffro in most of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
So you'd be like, ah!
Right.
I didn't
That's what they wanted.
That was me trying to do your...
That was spooky.
That was me doing... Jeffro, give me.
But did it make your dick feel good?
Give me just a little bit, Jeffro. I know you're tired. I can see it in your throat.
I'd be like, "Welcome to the Kyle and Jackie O show. Come inside. We're gonna rip your fucking head off."
Nice,
something like that. You know, they loved it. They ended up.
That's funny. You want to take a break? Let you get some more soda, and then we'll talk more about Australia for a second.
Cool.
Sound like a plan.
and welcome to this week's commercial for I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Join us every week as we kick off the show with entertainment news, then we dive into Genre 5, which is a list of five of our most loved or hated genres, actors, things in movies, television, comics, or video games. I get it, not all of that is considered a genre, but get off my ass. It's hard to think of different subgenres every week, so yes, we take liberties with the name. Then fall down the rabbit hole that is Test of Tony, in which Tony, and sometimes me if I have the gumption to partake, gets to relive a movie from his past, and with his old sage-like eyes tells me if it stands the test of time and passes the test of Tony. And to cap off this wild ride of two dickheads giving their opinions on movies, we head into Movie of the Week, where our heroes both watch the same movie and discuss it. Honestly, it's more like a book club. Either way, check us out at lousyweathermedia.com, and now enjoy the show, and as always, go burn books.
What are you talking about, Bob? Okay.
Chilling.
Nice.
Hey guys.
So you got this shark tooth.
Yep.
I've never seen you wear something like that in my life. Like, it's very Greg Brady of you.
Thank you. That's awesome. That chick, this chick Dusty that I was roommates with, done her fucking bottle for me when we was at Bondi Beach the last day we was there.
Mm. What the hell is Bondi Beach?
It's fucking amazing beach in Australia.
Tell me about it. Put me there.
Dude, I fucking come. We get up in the morning.
What road's it on? Like, give me the
idea.
It's
on Bondi Beach Boulevard, actually. Mm-hmm. We got up in the morning and got on the ferry that takes you all the way down the river, all the way into Sydney to, what the name is of the place? I can't remember the place. And then we got on a bus from there and took a bus like 45 minutes to the beach. It sits down in this cove, dude. When I first came over top of the hill and saw it, it was the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life. There was like so many different shades of blue. Waves just rocking, people surfing and shit. It took my breath away, man. It was like, wow.
It's like the most HD thing you've ever
seen.
Dude,
it was like, HD. It was like, oh my God.
It's like 3D TV.
Dude, I was like, I got to be in there, man. It was that cool. I didn't want to ever leave the place. You know? It was amazing.
And that was your last day.
Yeah, it was the day before we flew out.
So, all right, let's dial it back. We talked about your passport already. Now, how long of a flight is it to Australia?
Well, it started here at Akron Canton. Then I flew from here on the way out.
Because you can't go straight to just Australia.
No. It went from here to Detroit, and then from Detroit to Los Angeles, and from Los Angeles to Sydney. Here to Detroit was like an hour. From Detroit to Los Angeles was like six, and then the last one was like 14 hours.
Yeah, to go over the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
You don't really think of it as being that far away.
It's other side of the world, dude.
Yeah, because you went over Hawaii.
Yeah,
past Guam.
A little bit south of Hawaii.
And did you see a volcano out of the window?
You don't see much at like 38,000 feet. Top of the clouds.
What is the view like, Jeff, for your what did America look like?
I was going to take some pictures, man, but you really, once you get up that high, you don't see anything, man. It's crazy.
From Detroit to California, it just looks like big squares, basically. Is that the way it looks?
Once you get up higher there, too, you're above the clouds. So you just see clouds.
All right. Twice. Well, you know, to go somewhere and back. But I don't particularly remember what it was like. I just like play Game Boy and listen to radio on my phone, not radio, but Tears for Fears or something probably. Yeah, you know I mean,
scared. Well, on the way on the 14-hour flight over, I had three seats in a row, so I could like lay down and chill and sleep a little bit.
Nice.
But on the way back, I was sitting straight up with two people next to me. So we just started drinking.
Three seats, or did you just
fly? No, there was nobody on the flight, so I had a whole row to myself. Like, I lucked out.
Would you fly out late at night?
Oh, actually, I flew out early. I flew out at 10 o'clock in the morning, so I figured it might be a little bit, you know, but it was a booked flight all the way through, all the way home, as every flight I was on was booked. So it was crazy.
So, how many people are on a flight from Los Angeles to Australia on average in a day?
I'm thinking that probably the plane probably holds like 250, 300 people.
And they had it packed?
Huge. Oh, yeah.
And how many flights does it? It probably does like one flight a day.
It's 14 hours.
One flight a week.
Probably there and back is what I'm assuming. You know?
Just stay on a round trip, two planes. Right. We're dissecting the business.
They get an upstairs where the flight attendants and pilots sleep at. So, yeah.
You just keep fucking sleeping during the day.
Pumping it out.
That's nice. I think I need to get in the airline business.
Well, international flights.
International airline.
You get free drinks.
Hell yeah.
So
it was open bar.
Oh, yeah.
So you got yourself an apple teeny. You look like an apple teeny, man.
Me and the two people sitting next to me, as soon as the first drink thing rolled by, I was like, I need a Jack and Coke. And he was like, I want red wine. And his wife was like, Bloody Mary. So every time they even come close to me, I was like, we need a Bloody Wine. We need a Bloody Mary, Jack. So I'm sticking little bottles of Jack and everything that I have, you know. I'm bringing them home with me, too. One time the lady was like, how many drinks have you people had? And I was like, it doesn't matter. I need two Jacks. I need two vodkas. And I need some more wine in this glass.
That's funny. Well, I mean, you got to get yourself through a flight somehow.
14 hours. What else are you going to do, man?
And you're nervous about flying? How are you?
Not at all.
I haven't seen you fly very often. I mean, you don't care.
No. I mean, it's like sitting in your living room just crowded. You know what I mean?
They have any in-flight movies? What was the in-flight movie?
Yeah, actually, I watched a couple of things. I watched a documentary on Janis Joplin that was pretty cool. I've never seen before. And one about a queen.
How do they do in-flight movies
right
now?
Right on the back of the people in front of you is TV.
Right. It's like in the head unit now.
You can play video games and watch movies, listen to music.
They had video games. Yeah. Did they have a little controller? Or you play on screen?
Screen.
So it'd be like Bejeweled.
Yeah, one of them deals.
Yeah, that would be weird, like tapping right behind someone's head.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I wonder how much they could hear that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't play too many games.
I'd be playing tic tac toe or something. All day.
Something that would keep them awake all night.
Or Bejeweled. Bejeweled would be the game where I'd just be tapping the screen all day. You ever played Bejeweled?
I think I've dabbled
in the Bejeweled before.
Actually, when I got my Xbox originally back in like 1,000 years ago when they first came out, it came with Bejeweled on it. So I played some Bejeweled. Yeah,
I thought it was a phone game. You had to touch.
Yeah, it is, but it came on. I guess maybe originally it was
on those like bar games too, where there's like the little fucking screen at the end of a bar.
Right.
When did the original Xbox come out?
The original Xbox?
Yeah. Before you were born,
2001.
Before I was born. So that was a while ago. So Bejeweled probably. Did they even have smartphones yet?
No, the smartphone was 2007.
All right. Bejeweled was originally there.
Flight to Australia.
Yeah.
So what's up, Josie?
2001. Bejeweled. 2001.
I said 2001 Xbox.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Tell me, what's the time difference between here and Australia?
Like 14 hours.
So 14 hours backwards or forwards? Are they ahead of us? Is it already another day?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you flew west.
So when I flew over, I lost a day.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. And then when I flew back,
you gained a day? Or no, other way around.
Yeah, it was weird, dude.
All right, let's try and do this math here. All right, so it's 14 hours ahead of us. Josie, look this up. Are they 14 hours ahead of us?
It's Australia? Tomorrow.
It's 14 hours ahead of us. So if we traveled there, we're losing a day because it's already tomorrow.
Right.
And then when we travel here, you're gaining a day.
Actually, I think when you fly there, depending on what time you leave, you might lose 2 days because you cross over the time thing, but you also might trespass time because you actually flew 14 hours.
So they're 14 hours ahead of us, but you traveled west, so you went back 10 hours?
Yeah, so you know.
Or you went back 14 hours.
It's like a Michael J. Fox type shit.
The globe's just spinning in my head now.
Yeah, and time confuses the fuck out of me, too.
But how also long were you laid over in airports just hating your life?
Oh, my God, dude. On the way back, I left on Saturday morning, got to L.A. on Sunday morning, sat there, and then was in Atlanta on Monday morning to fly here. So
Atlanta?
I was stuck in L.A. for 18 hours. I couldn't even go inside of the airport for 12 hours. I was sitting on the sidewalk with my fucking phone plugged into the wall because you can't check your bags until 6 hours before your flight. So I'm sitting in front of this coffee shop with my phone plugged in with all my bags, drinking coffee.
And that's how you hung out?
For 12 hours.
Was it daytime, hopefully?
Yeah.
Or did you?
It was like, why don't you go see some sights? And I'm like, so I'm supposed to cruise around fucking LA with all these bags.
Bags. you would literally have to rent a car.
Right.
And you'd roll around for 12 hours.
Right.
And that would be expensive.
So I just hung out and did that. And then when I could go up.
If you have your phone, you just start reading Wikipedia.
I had music going. My phone was stuck into the wall. I about smoked my battery on that thing. It was like, ouch, please leave me alone for a while.
That's part of life, at least nowadays in the this era.
But once I got inside, I still had to wait 6 hours for a flight. So then I started drinking a little bit and eating and
hanging out.
Got a little crazy.
Yeah, so, but you didn't want to even just walk around the airport with all your bags? You couldn't go
sit there? There's no place to go, because the only place you can go is like right when you go in the door, they check your bags, and then you have to go get in security line to get into the airport. They don't even have any seats there because they don't want you hanging out there. Mm-hmm. They want you to show up an hour before your flight, check your bags, go inside.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like four seats in the entire place.
So, yeah, so you couldn't just like walk around and eat at the...
They wouldn't
McDonald's.
Let me inside. Cause
the no, I know inside. That. You just told me. I'm just reiterating.
To get out of the airport, I'm in the middle of the airport. I had to walk from the international flights, get my bags, and then walk like six buildings down to the domestic building where the Delta was in there, and get my bags checked again domestically to fly home.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there, they're like, I went to check my bags, and they're like, well, you have to come back in 12 hours to check your bags. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to get in there and get something to eat? And they're like, well... You have to deal with it. And I said, I'm diabetic. I'm going to die if I don't get something to eat. And they said, there's a coffee shop downstairs. She'll get you a cup of coffee.
That was the way they handled it.
So I drank like six cups of coffee sitting there.
At least they gave you a plan B.
Yeah, I was like camped out in front of that for a while.
They probably get it often.
My dude Ryan was like, you got your outfit with you. Go get in the bathroom and change into the clown and come out. That's your people start giving you money. You should be running to the airport as the clown.
Yeah, I was about to say, somebody would have called the police or something.
That would have been really annoying when you have to go through and you have to take your jacket off and shit in your shoes. That would have been really annoying.
Can I check these hands? Right. That's funny. So you traveled back in time, or forwards in time. You time traveled, essentially. You're a time splitter. And you went to Australia, and we were talking about like the people, or what did it take you a minute to get the dialect down to understand what people were saying, or was it just like
a few things a little different? Like everybody says when we're talking to them, they always end everything with "no worries, no worries." No one's worried about anything.
What's the big slang word?
No worries.
No worries, basically.
I ain't got no worries. They're heavy in a little.
That's
way.
Not a slang word. That's just like a. I mean, they're just saying that normal. It's not slang.
Like one girl is Australian who was staying in a condo with us. She calls me one day and she just said, I just got off work, put on the pot.
Uh-huh.
So I go over and, you know, they drink tea every day. So I got the tea out and got some water going for her. And she comes walking in and I was like, I got your water hot for you. And she was like, what? And I'm like, you said to put on the pot?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, that's just what we say here. I didn't really want you to make water for me, but thanks.
Put on the pot.
What's that mean?
Listen, I mean, yeah.
You don't know. We don't know. So. Do you know?
I don't know. I'll
look. You Google that, Joseph. You don't know what it means still?
I guess so. She says when your parents say that come over for tea, that means to come over for dinner. So that's a little different.
So how was interacting with everybody?
It was awesome.
Were you the weird American guy with... sleeve tattoos and angry about people?
Dude, there were so many, many gray work tattoo sleeves over there. They were just amazing. A lot more than color work, but I mean, I was stopping people in line before they went in the haunted house and going, let me check out your work, because you know, it was all really, really good.
Well, how was the food?
Food was a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat anything really weird?
I ate sushi over there for the first time.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can get that here.
Yeah.
I ate kangaroo meat. That was pretty nasty. We had kangaroo meatballs on our spaghetti one night.
Kangaroo meatballs on the spaghetti? And you love spaghetti.
Yeah, I ate like two of the meatballs. And
was the kangaroo what ruined the spaghetti?
I had to dig them out of there. Yeah. I didn't eat the rest of them.
That sounds terrible. We look at kangaroos as fuzzy.
Furry little creatures you want to
cuddle
with.
Beautiful cuddling animals. They
I want to like...
The day that I ate the kangaroo meatballs, I was petting one at the zoo the same day.
And then you ate one later.
Yeah, so you were traumatized.
I was kind of like, and I chewed on it, and I was giving it a chance, and then the aftertaste was just like, this is disgusting.
Bambi.
I love Bambi. I mean, I love deer meat. It's not because of that. I just didn't like the aftertaste.
It was just a bad tasting meat.
It could have been the spices.
It wasn't anything to do with it being a cuddly. Fuzzy animal with a pocket.
Not at all.
With a pocket stomach.
If it was good, I'd eat the piss on it, but I don't care.
All right. So,
like alligator or anything?
I didn't try anything like that over there.
No, no way. Hunted a crocodile and brought it to you. Yeah. Was there like McDonald's?
Yeah, there was McDonald's.
And did you go into one?
Yeah, I had McDonald's while I was there. I also had
Did it taste like McDonald's here? Did you get McDonald's? Did they have any?
Yeah, except for the pop was different. It had regular sugar in it instead of corn syrup.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Did they have anything weird on the menu? I always see, I don't expect Australia to be so weird, but I see in like other countries.
Burger King is called Happy Jacks instead of Burger King.
Happy Jacks. I think I like that better.
Yeah.
Bring Happy Jacks here.
And all the meat is from Australia
already.
Right. It's all Australian beef, so it's pretty good.
Actually. Most of the meat they bring here is Australian or Chinese or something like that. They raise a bunch of cows in Australia. McDonald's does,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I just heard a commercial on the radio about that.
Yeah, that's
from Wendy's.
That's where McDonald's raises all their cows at. Mm-hmm. It's Australia.
Awesome.
Australian beef. Australian for beer. Right. Do you have a Foster's?
No.
I bet they look at Foster's like the worst imitation bullshit.
I don't know, but I think.
Bitter beer face. Is Foster's even around?
Yeah, that's all over.
Okay.
I bet it's more like, I know like for like Labatt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Labatt that we get in America is like watered down or something like that.
They were
like,
drinking
not
Heinekens
like watered
and stuff.
Down, but like it's just not the same. Like it's more, it's definitely a different beer there than it is here.
That's interesting.
So Foster's might be the same.
It's interesting they did the real sugar in the sodas too.
Right.
Mexico does that too.
Yeah, because that corn syrup is gigantic. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They say it's bad.
But. They're really healthy over there. I mean, you don't see too many obese people at all.
So run me through a general day. Tell me about Australia. Tell me about what you were doing there.
Okay, I'd get up like at break of dawn every day. As soon as the sun hit, I'd be up like 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'd step out and start getting my lift together for the day. You know, it usually takes me about an hour to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd usually ride in to work with the boss. We'd go down and get the actors all getting their gear, get them ready to go. Get on the mic by 9 o'clock, start calling people in, you know, up by 9 o'clock running. I'm talking about stuff in.
You said you were put up in a nice hotel.
It was a condo. It was all built for the Olympics back in 2000, so we were staying in the condos at the athletes.
You're in like an athlete condo.
Oh, yeah. It had a pool that had, you know, two fall offs that went off the edge, but they call them infinity pools or whatever.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Where it looks like it just doesn't end. It's like
I love haunted houses, but I can't imagine like waking up. And that being the first thing I wanted to do.
Dude, here in America at Haunted House, you know, you'd go in and work on Friday night. You get there at 6 or 7 at the, you know, start getting ready or whatever, and you work until midnight or 1. You do that for 3 nights, and you'd a whole weekend you might do, you know, 3,000, 4,000 people through. Down there, you were going from 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I start about 6 getting ready.
Were you busy first thing in the morning?
Dude, I mean, we was doing 5,000 people a day. So that's like stuffing someone in the Haunted House every 20 seconds. Get in there.
But it was the same. It was the same first thing in the morning that it was later at night. Like
there would be a line when you got there that as far as you could see.
That's crazy. Like I don't know. Like it's just.
Yeah. How large is their haunted? Did you get an idea of how large their haunted house industry is? There is it like here?
There is no haunted houses down there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing they set up just for that show. In the show, there was two other ones. One was like a walkthrough like ours. It was called Mayhem Mansion. And it had like 3 or 4 actors in it. I didn't hear anything really good about it. And then the other ones were like little things you got on a road through, like a little roller coaster. And
like a tunnel of love.
Train rides, pretty much, yeah.
It's a tunnel of love, but with haunt things instead.
The one we had was 12 rooms that were like Hollywood sets, you know, and all the Hollywood monsters are in there. And when you would get actual actors, they had like drop windows that were really loud.
Man, you had
bangs
the,
and
the radio money behind it.
Did you get to walk through it?
Yeah, dude, I pretty much helped pick the actors that were in there and showed them what to do and would go through there and make sure they were doing their job every day and stand back and watch them and go, you need to do this better, blah, blah, blah.
So you were like a higher up.
But that's what they got. That's what they sent it over there for. That's what they had the Americans go. That's why I was picked to go over there so I could do that too.
Oh, that's sweet.
I handpicked the guys that were in there working.
I thought you were just there to work. I didn't.
No, that's part of the deal. That's part of what I had to do over there when I was there.
So you're able to, they said you had to prove that you could do a job that they couldn't find an Australian to do better.
Right.
So you were obviously somebody they wanted to put a focal point on.
Right.
And then you were able to, what am I trying to get at? Manipulate what the hell was going on in the place, I guess.
Yeah. Picked the people that were supposed to be in there doing what they were doing. Then the radio station just loved what I did, so they just used me as much as they put, you know, for their promotions and all that. They thanked me like before they left like 100 times.
Everybody was, and then you made a healthy sum off of it at all, or was it just notoriety?
I made a little bit of money. I spent a lot while I was there, you know.
Yeah, but you
spent a lot to get there. Spent a lot while I was there, but not, you know, it's definitely worth going back now. Mm-hmm. Got, a lot of that stuff's already paid for the next time. So,
plus, yeah, I know exactly what I need.
I know exactly what to take with me this next time. It'll, it'll be so much easier, so much smoother, and just, you know, it's going to be amazing.
So, what were the kids and people like? They loved your characters.
Oh yeah, that was amazing. I mean, you think that they'd be scared to death of me, but I think that my boss was talking about, he thinks that when I'm the clown, it's those big white gloves that I wear.
Because that's my favorite part.
They just want to do high fives all day long. Because
I'm a little kid.
Even like little tiny babies who you think would just be scared to death of me, where just I stick the finger on wiggle and they're like grabbing it. And, you know.
There's an awesome video of you in the slingshot ride.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was the first time everybody, they said anybody was ever been character like that. Me and Sarge McNunner wrote it.
So they threw you, where was that at the same place?
Just... Yeah, it was one of those rides at the Royal Easter Show. I walked down through there as Jeffro one night, and everybody I passed was like, come on, get on our ride. So I got on this one called No Limits, things like 90 feet in the air, flipping you around, all crazy and shit, you know. I get off of it, and the ride dude's like, hold on for a minute here. And he was like, that booth down there has got my boss in it. He was like, I want you to sneak around the back here for me and scare the shit out of her. So I'm in full Jeffro costume.
Yeah.
I go sneaking around her back, and her husband's sitting there looking at me, and she's sitting on the fucking desk, and I open the door, she's got a coffee in her hand, and I give her the fucking Jeffro growl right in her ear. This chick throws her coffee straight up in this fucking booth, and it splatters all over the fucking ceiling and falls on her back on the floor, dude, screaming, and it starts bawling her eyes out. I feel bad. I'm like, are you all right? And he's going, get her. And I'm like, god damn. So I go out of there, and as I'm walking up the midway, like four other people come running up to me and going, go back in there, get Joanne. Did you get Joanne? And I'm like, who's that? That's my boss. Joanne. And I was like, I think she's had enough, man. I think I killed her.
That's funny.
But as I walked down the midway, like six or seven people had me come ride their rides and are taking pictures with me and shit. Then I go to the haunted house, Mayhem Mansion, and I go up and walk down the porch, and there's nobody in line or anything, and there's nobody at the door. So I knock on the door in my full gear, you know?
Yeah.
And the door opens up, and there's this chick with some like kid style airbrush makeup on her face. And she looks at me, and she was like, hold on a minute, and closes the door in my face. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, what's going on?
What kind of attraction?
So the door opens up again, and the dude steps out, and he was like, what's going on? And I was like, I was gonna see if I could come cruise through, see what's going on in there, you know? And I was like, I'm from Hollywood. He goes, I know where you're from. And I'm like, well, is it cool if I go in? And he's like, well, you came in at a bad time because most of my monsters are on break right now. And I'm like, you don't have replacements for your monsters when they go on break? And he was like, hold on a minute. And he goes back inside. I just, so I'm like, what the fuck?
They didn't want you coming in?
No, they wouldn't let me in. So they come out and say, well, check this out. If we came down to your attraction, you wouldn't let us in for free. And I was like, bet me. Show up anytime you want. We got nothing to hide. Bring your entire crew. You can come right in, dude. Come on. And he was like, no, you're going to have to go to your boss, and she's probably got some free ride passes, and get them. And I'm like, don't worry about it. That's not a problem. So I walk on a liner, and as I'm walking up the midway, I hear these people bitching. I only saw one monster in that entire haunted house, and they saw me and was like, where are you from, dude? Like nine of them. And I was like, the other haunted house up here. So I took them up, put them in for free, and they fucking rocked it and loved it and talked about how badass it was.
Nice.
The next day, I'm standing in line, and Will's working the front door, and the dude that wouldn't let me in with the goofy makeup on comes walking up with his microphone on his face. And he's standing there looking, and I'm like, there you are. What are you doing? I was like, get up here. And he came walking up, and I was like, get in there. And he was like, I can go in right now? And I was like, what'd I say? Get in there. And he went in, and he came walking out, and I got in his face, and I was like, what'd I tell you? And he was like, that was pretty good, dude. And I was like, I know. And he's like, come down to our same time you want to. And I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't need to anymore.
Exactly.
That's funny. So you were called Hollywood? What was the...
Hollywood Horrors.
That was like the crew, or was that the... hot house.
That house has been there for like 6 years. This is the first year that Kyle and Jackie O stepped on board. So it's
sponsored it.
Hollywood Horrors present Kyle and Jackie O's Haunted House.
So you were known as Hollywood. You were like Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hollywood Blonde in this motherfucker.
We know who you are.
You're Hollywood.
I got a bunch of likes on both my pages from down there. You know? They was just eating it up.
Now you could become a Sydney movie star.
Definitely.
You have TV in your condo cable?
Yeah.
Was it a lot of American shows, or did you have a bunch of Australian shit you were watching?
A little bit of both.
You were able to find Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's everywhere. But you know me, I had more music on than anything.
Just sitting there fucking playing. Did you have your like laptop with you?
No, I just had my phone. Didn't take the laptop.
And you could get on, you had internet service and...
Yeah, right. For the phone and shit, and then
like Wi-Fi. Or were you on your LTE? Did it
Wi-Fi?
Work? You can't
take your phones over there. They don't work at all.
None of them worked over there anymore.
You get to buy your own phone when you get there.
I know that they're starting to make like geographic unlocks for like a lot of the newer phones.
I use Facebook Messenger, the video chat, and talk to my wife and shit like that on it, and that was amazing. It's better than talking on the phone. You can actually see each other.
Yeah,
you go overseas, you can work that for free.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I do FaceTime with our phone, and it's the exact same chat the way your picture was there.
Yeah, it's a lot better to see someone when you're talking to them.
Because I went over there the one day when she was talking to you, and she handed me the phone, so I instantly just started taking my picture from the corner and dragging it over your face. Like, I can't see you. I won't see you. That's what I do with FaceTime. I do that to Amber all the time. I just turn my picture into her nose. I could just drag it down. Facebook, that's how I'll call Bob that way sometimes too. Because he walks around with two phones for some reason. One phone's his something and one phone's his other something. But if I call him via Facebook Messenger, it'll go to his good phone. Instead of the shitty phone that he calls from.
One phone is a phone, and then the other one is just it's an iPhone and just doesn't have no service, so I just use it on Wi-Fi to do shit. Because my phone's a piece of shit.
But that's what I mean, so I can call you on one phone. I guess only when you're on Wi-Fi.
I only take one phone.
But it's actually pretty cool because like the Facebook Messenger aspect is pretty cool because like I don't really need a phone as long as I have Wi-Fi.
Have you played Facebook Messenger basketball yet?
No.
Have you done this yet?
No.
It became a big thing. People know about it. I wanted to talk about it 2 weeks ago when nobody knew about it. I can just show you right here on my fucking phone.
Can I unlock LeBron James?
No. It's not like that type of basketball.
Oh.
But I'm going to send Jeff a basketball here. Hold on a second.
I don't got my phone with me.
No, you don't need it. This is just for me here. Boom. So I sent Jeff a basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just double tap that basketball. And then, boom, I got Facebook basketball.
What the fuck? Check this out. Are there any other emojis that do that?
No, I went through them all. I was like bowling ball.
Surfer guy?
Basketball, surfer guy, surfer guy. My high score is like 20-something, but I've seen people talk about how they get the 40. Once you get over 10, the hoop starts moving back and forth. Once you get over 20, it starts going faster, and I'm sure it just keeps going faster and faster. But Facebook Messenger basketball, it's sweeping the nation.
Sweeping
the nation, yeah. So you just double tap that basketball and you just play basketball.
Does it make your dick feel good?
He's on these Paul things today. He's good. He did fill in for Paul. I've completely forgot about Paul. He's gone. I don't need Paul ever here. Ever again. So tell me about how it started wrapping up for you. You had gone through all these people. You were high-fiving kids. Videos everywhere. You gave us a bunch of video that I'm going to dissect one day.
Well, one of the parts of the show is they go around, they got these judging people that go around and check out all the shows, and you can win awards for the best attraction in the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
We won silver, so there was one other thing, it was called Spook, that they built this year that was like a $6 million thing. It was all brand new. They took the gold.
But it was a haunt thing, too?
It was one of those train type ones. It was that you rode through like that.
A tunnel of love.
Brand new state of the art this year. And
it must have been good. Lots of animatronics and shit.
Right. And then the kids' ride was also taken by my boss's other ride called Animal Kingdom, which is a ride that kids get on and they ride through and they give them guns and they get to shoot like animals and stuff in the little ride.
Hell yeah. It's like a target practice safari.
Yeah, for kids. So
That
one first set for of kids. Feet so they won the gold on that. And when you win those, you get bonuses and stuff. So that was an extra couple $100 for winning it.
Nice.
What was crazy about it too is the judges didn't even go inside. I was stomping around the front as Jeff Rowe, and you see these people with clipboards and fucking, you know, blue jackets and ties and shit on. And they said, if you see those people, try to get them to go inside or at least get on there and interact with them, you know? So every time that I would see these people, dude, I would go into Jeff Rowe mode, dude, like old school Jeff Rowe here, and just attack them, slobbering, dude. Come inside, meet my friends, you know? So basically, I'm the only one to even talk to any of them. So I think that the silver is mine.
It was yours.
Yeah, because no one else even
did. You earned it.
Exactly.
That's all right.
That's why they brought you over there. Sounds like you know exactly what to do.
As soon as I saw the guys, you know, I was attacking them. Everybody else was just like standing around looking stupid, you know. So,
and then you wrapped up a couple days before you went home,
right?
And you spent that just kind of having. Was that when you finally got to kind of breathe it in, see the sights, or were you doing that the whole time?
Well, I mean, we first got there. they had set the show up early because Kiss FM wanted to come through and do some promotional
stuff. When you said Kiss, you paused, and I was almost like, they're coming? Like, Kiss is coming?
Yeah,
like,
Kiss Army. Yeah.
Gene Simmons, but no.
So when we got there, we were supposed to help set it all up. But when we got there, it was already set up. So for the first 4 days, we pretty much got to go kick it and do whatever we wanted to. Mm-hmm. So we went to the zoo, went to the aquarium, went to the opera house, rode the ferry all over town. Yeah, we was all over the place.
Your first time going to an opera house?
Yeah, that place is badass, dude. Mm-hmm. It's really
How
cool.
many did it seat?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah, it took them like 30 years to build the thing, and it was supposed to cost like $4 million and ended up costing like $110 million or something.
That's funny.
It was crazy.
So you got to see the world.
Pretty much. I mean, that side of the world, Australia and shit, is pretty cool.
What was the landscape like? Very hilly.
Parts
Not
of it.
Hilly.
Palm trees and, you know.
Really, yeah, palm
really,
trees there.
Really tropical.
You're that close to the equator?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got some palm trees.
Oh, there was all kind of palm trees everywhere.
It's 90 degrees right there now.
The Olympic Park. Yeah, what's climate
Olympic
like?
The park that I was staying in was just all freshly, I mean, it was just built in 2000, so it was all, like, beautiful landscaping. And
I guess I don't really know much about Australia.
Did you get to go see the Outback at all?
I went to the Outback Steakhouse. Does that count?
Nice. They have Outback Steakhouses there?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And is it like...
You think they would just call it like our steakhouse?
But it probably means something completely different.
I was in the Outback Steakhouse drinking Tennessee Moonshine in a drink. Is that fucking funny or what?
That's funny. So you were basically in it's like a westernized area, it felt like. You're in a big city.
It felt like America, dude. I mean, the show was Avengers and SpongeBob and, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff was everywhere around you.
So you, and then they would have health care and things like that. Them, not you, but I mean, they're a socialist country, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure you still have to pay for it, but yeah.
It comes out of your taxes, I guess I should have said.
Something like that. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Socialized medicine.
They seem like they're pretty happy about how their government works over there.
I think they just had a prime minister resign or something like that.
He was the asshole of the group, I guess.
And they got rid of him.
Yeah.
I remember, or they impeached him or something like that.
Yeah, they're talking about how he's so much like Trump and stuff. So
who the last guy? They were like, we need to get this guy the fuck out of here.
Right.
And they, because I remember them talking about it where people kept tweeting Hulk Hogan. And we're saying, my friend just lost his job. Can you tweet at him for, like, encouragement? And it was the prime minister of Australia. People were just trolling Hawk. And he's, like, tweeting all these things at the prime minister. Like, oh, brother, hang in there. You'll make it through and shit like that.
I ain't gonna kill you.
Yeah.
That made me totally forget what I was gonna say.
You got a pretty sick mustache, Bob. What do you think about Bob's mustache since he left?
Pretty pornish, I like it. Mm. Nice. 73 porn mustache.
Nice, hell yeah.
That's what he was looking for.
It kind of looks like they do from Hall & Oates.
Oates? Cool.
Yeah.
Or no, is it? Yeah, it's Oates.
It's Oates, yeah.
It's like,
were there any, like, other, like, trends and conversations people wanted to have with you? Like,
you'd be surprised how many people ask me if those are my real eyes or not.
When you wear contacts? Yeah,
not that you have contacts in. Are those your real eyes? Is that your real tongue?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They think you got a prosthetic tongue.
Yeah, so they're thinking.
I have people ask me all the time if it's your real eyes.
I know you're going to say
tongue.
Or
if you have contacts. Contacts in. I hear the contacts thing a lot. Do you wear contacts?
Only when I'm in costume.
That's what I meant, yeah. You'll wear, I mean, obviously I knew the answer to this. Because you'll have big black ones that just take over your whole eye that are illegal in the United States and things like that.
What? Yeah, I got scleros and white.
Why are the contacts illegal? Why are the contacts illegal?
Because teenage girls put them in their eyes and leave them in for 6 days, and it raises, you know, screws their eyes up and retards. Okay. When it starts bothering you, it's your eyeball. Take it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
And that ruins it for everybody.
Because
like,
Jeff
like,
Rowe says so.
I mean, I just wore them for 14 days straight for 14 hours a day every day for at least 14 hours a day.
But you didn't sleep with them in.
No, as soon as I got a chance to get home and got them out of my eyes, I took them out. And, you know, put drops in my eyes, and the next morning I'd put them back in.
Wait, this is your first morning really waking up in home, right, today?
Yeah.
We dragged you out of your house, and so you're just still acclimating.
Yeah, I woke up this morning like it's 6:30, 7 o'clock, like I always do.
Are you more Australian No,
it's kind of funny when I was working the microphone at the Australian. Door. Mm. For some reason, I stopped using R's and stuff when I was talking. It was funny. It was coming out like an Australian accent, and I wasn't even trying to do it.
Yeah, I believe it. After 29 days there,
It was kind of crazy. My roommate and shit was going, where is that coming from? And I'm like, I don't know. When you watch the videos, you'll hear it. You'll be like, what's he doing there? It sounds like, weird.
Give me an example.
I can't even do it now because I can't remember how I was doing it.
Now you're back in America.
Right. It was like weird, though.
Lost it.
You'll hear it. You'll go, that's strange.
I was about to say, go die. But that's not really
awesome. It wasn't like that at all.
Good day, mate.
There's not even R in good day.
Or mate. I tried. So they
say razor blades.
I was about to say.
But
hold on. They disappear. R's?
It was kind of weird. I don't know.
Aza? Razor? I'm sure they wouldn't do it to a word like razor.
I don't know how they do it.
Razor.
That was actually really good. That sounded
Australian.
Yeah, there was no R's in there. It just was. That was perfect.
But I put an R at the end. It was horrible.
That was perfect. All right,
I put an R at the end.
So give me a general wrap up. What'd you think of it? Best, worst, and in between.
The experience of kicking with all the people and meeting everybody in Australia was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The trip home sucked.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
Traveling is always the worst part of any gig like that. While you're doing everything, it's always fun.
The trip there wasn't bad. It was just the layover and, being fucking so tired from all the travel. It was just, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of fucked up.
I was about to say, I would probably hate the world. I would be the worst person to be around during that period.
Yeah.
12 hours in Australia.
I'd hate to be on a plane that long.
12 hours in Australia. I mean, my bad.
That wasn't the part. It was just
I meant to say 12 hours.
Waiting to get fucking home,
I meant to say the 12 hours in Los Angeles. I accidentally said Australia. When you're just standing there, not able to check in, fucking all you want to do is sit down.
Get something to eat.
Get food. I was at that point, waiting to check in. I was there for 45 minutes and I wanted to die. Because you were right. Literally, there was nothing to do. There's no seats. You stood there in line.
Wall,
Yeah. It was horrible.
Watching thousands of people walk past you leaving. You're going, what the fuck?
And when I was doing it, our flight was at 6 a.m. So we got there at 5 or some shit like that. Maybe even before that. I don't remember. But they wouldn't, there wasn't even. It wasn't even that it was too early to go in. There was just nobody there to check us in. They weren't clocked in yet.
Well, the girl Dusty that I went with, she got a hold of her friend who worked at Disneyland, and she was going to come pick me up and take me to Disneyland for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just so beat down. I was like, man, I'm just going to be a zombie walking around. I just want to lay down somewhere, So,
yeah. Maybe you could. You should have been just come pick me up and I'll just lay in the back of the car.
Take me to Disneyland on a teacup all day or something.
Take me to Disneyland, I'll just lay in the back of the car. I don't need to meet Mickey.
Teacup ride or something.
You should have went so you could wear your hands and just go meet Mickey.
Smacked him and stole his.
There you go. You could have just stolen hands. But no, I imagine you going in with your own hands. We got to do this next time.
I would have loved if you would have got me some camera footage from inside Disneyland.
Dressed as Bumpkin or something.
I'm in.
Because that shit's illegal. But they've made, there's an entire film that was shot inside Disneyland without Disneyland's permission. And they made an entire film out of it.
Mm-hmm. It's called, sure, that famous room that no one's allowed in or something. You heard the 54 or something like that.
Well, yeah. No, they didn't go in there in the. But, it was weird because, people would, they'd be like, we rode the same ride, 30 times in a row, and people would be like, what are you doing? And they didn't realize that they were filming. The whole film was shot mostly on cell phones, too, which is what's crazy.
Do you know how many times I told people down there to put their phones in their pocket, they couldn't record inside, and they would just go in and record inside anyway? To the point where I was telling them, we're going to take your phone and not give it back to you. I was snatching phones out of people's hands. It was crazy.
Well, is the cell phone thing just as big as here? Everybody walking into each other?
Dude, everybody has a cell phone down there. They take it and they go, I'm not recording. And they put it in their pocket with a red light recording on it. And I'd be like,
that's funny.
Put it in your pocket.
They would just wanted videos of the inside.
There was millions of them. Millions of videos from inside. To the point where it was just for stupid even sound that they couldn't do it anymore.
Snapchat, man.
Right.
Yeah.
You just snap it everywhere.
Hooligans going through. They ended up, by the end of the last night, they had a little Chucky guy who was on a little tricycle, and he would come out and then just go back on a tricycle. Well, they broke the tricycle thing completely off like the second week in. Mm-hmm. And then the last night, somebody stole Chucky completely. I went in for Chucky and he was gone.
That's funny.
Somebody snatched Chucky and left.
Fucking hoodlums.
They just like come in the back door and start tearing shit off the walls. Seriously.
That's funny.
Punching monsters and running out and shit.
They just run in and punch you?
Oh, they didn't punch me. They punched a couple of the other people.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I punch back.
Is it like a, was it like a soccer brawl or some shit?
It's like these teenage
soccer hooligans,
teenage Lebo kids. You know,
I was gonna say Lebos.
It was the it was the Jersey Shore Bros.
Right, right.
They went rolling in.
Those are small T-shirts.
I don't know if I like these Jersey Shore Bros in Australia.
They're everywhere.
And I never even been there.
That was the nastiest thing I saw there. Was them?
Was them? Yep. They got hipsters and punk rock kids and things like that.
Death metal girls and all that.
Mm-hmm. Air motionless and white shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Everyone's pretty much the same, like, Slayer trend-wise. Like, you see so the same kind of people. Yeah,
same thing as here.
Big Bang Theory brings us all together, I think.
Well,
entire family of redheaded kids with fucking crystal blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see that a whole lot here in America. We're all mixed here now. You'd fit right in, Sean.
Me?
Sean McShawn.
I would be. Yeah, I was about to say. You send me to Ireland or Australia.
You get your Aussie girl and you get
you wearing contacts.
Me?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
That's good. You do sound like Paul today. Ollie, any last thoughts you want to get out before we let you go?
No, man. Just thanks for having me back on.
Yeah. Australia. Jeffro in Australia. You got anything, Josie?
No, not at all. Thank you for coming on. I know. I did say, I was like, I told you earlier, but I said, he's going to be real tired.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I said, I wouldn't leave my bed for days.
Yeah, so. I feel like you made me tired. Yeah, you jet lagged.
A little bit, probably still.
Yeah, how could you not?
I feel like you lost even more weight. Like you
probably
were
about 20 more pounds.
You were getting in real good shape over the past year and a half, 2 years, and then I feel like you really like fucking toned out and leaned out working those 14 hours a day for 30 days.
Yeah, you sweat a lot in the sun.
90 degree Jeffro in February.
I would get off of that costume and it's a black jacket and those big white gloves, and I would take the gloves and wring the sweat out of them.
Oh my, I can't imagine. Is it like
I washed them like four
how
times
was the
and
smell?
Febreze them, hang the jacket out and something that blow.
How is it like
night.
Just having that blood and stuff all over you all day?
I got used to it, you know, I can wear it all day long. When I first got over, my boss was concerned about it. He was like, I was just concerned if your makeup's gonna stay on all day.
Uh-huh.
And then like the third or fourth day in, he was like, dude, that stuff looks as good as when you put it on this morning. And I'm like, yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, you make your makeup in enduring. It's endurance makeup.
That's why you're there.
As long as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last day I was there, the girl that went with me, Dusty, I'd done her makeup, put a big
pentagram
on her forehead
painting
and shit, and fucking had blood running out of her mouth and eyes and shit, and scared the fuck out of all the little kids.
Were you painting up any of the other workers?
I showed the girls how to do their exorcism makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But they were getting put on so quick and shit that they, you know.
Were they spinning their heads around in circles?
Nah, they could have done a better job.
I imagine that most people there, like, if you're there, you're not, like, an amateur. You know what you're doing.
All the ones that
were
working
there
inside the haunt were backpackers, actually, from all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
You mean, like, train jumpers? Like, they
where
just hopped on a train?
Train jumpers.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Where did you find them? Like, did they submit to be a part of it, or did you act? Did you
there's, like,
track
this,
these
there's these people that just travel around the country with work visas, and they get paid minimum wage, which is, like, $18 an hour down there. Mm-hmm. And there's always jobs for that show. That's, you know, it's like carny work.
So it'd be my boss, $18 Australian?
That's Australian.
So
that's,
what
that's,
is that American? Josie,
well,
I told you had the calculator
one
open.
American dollar is 0.75, so 75 cents Australian.
So they have 75 cents on the dollar here?
Right. Yes.
So that's fucking $9.
So I gave them $1,750 when I was on Australia, $750, and they gave me back like $1,100.
And they're making
so they got like $600
now
from me. Mm-hmm. I was like, ouch, I should have spent a lot more money there.
Mm-hmm. So when you transferred your money back into...
Yeah, I ended up losing six, but when I went over, I took like four with me, and when I gave them four, they gave me like $650, so I spent all that when I was there.
Mm-hmm. And then that gave you money to spend on... did you get... there is a question. Did you get any chocolate bars or anything like that? Did they have
I brought some stuff home for Tammy.
Did they have like a cool crunch bar that looks different
than...
Tim
Tams are called.
Mm-hmm.
They got some of them, brought some of them home. Bought some other kind of chocolates for Tammy. I forget what they were.
Some Australian stuff.
Bought some Australian rum that you can't get here.
Nice. And then you were able to travel back with that, or did you hide
it?
Yeah,
you can hear it. You can bring
you
so
made
much
that through
back.
Customs.
Right. You can bring so much back.
What is the coolest thing that you saw?
The
number
beach.
One.
The beach.
Yeah, Bondi Beach was my favorite thing that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. You'd move there.
I would live on that beach and eat bugs if I had to, because it's that cool.
Was it close to being a non-survivor?
I don't know. It's amazing, dude. That's all I can do. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go there.
Just be on the beach. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was fun. Let's turn on a song and let you get out of here.
All right, man.
Inform me. I'm not
listening.
Recording?
Well, yeah. You want to hit the news clip?
Yeah. Hit the news.
Already? Just hit kidding. The news.
I don't have it anymore. I don't know what's wrong.
Hey, guys.
Let me turn off the...
It's time for news.
Let me turn you down. Jesus. Oh, my God.
We want to yell like Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yell. Here's Paul.
See, he's with us always.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you?
Hold on, let's do it right. Josie.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you?
Damn it, I did it wrong. I did it wrong.
He says, where are you? Like, Paul, where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
I said it over Bobby. How's it go, Bobby?
But you guys said it before me, so it was...
Bobby, Paul,
Josie.
And Sean, where are you?
You said her over the ampersand.
What's up?
I think you said her name over the ampersand.
Bobby, Paul, and Sean, where are you? We got some news for you now.
Okay. Justin Bieber's hair.
What
Jesus.
About it?
He's got dreadlocks.
Hold on, do that one more time for me.
Hey, what?
Just yell Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's hair. Exactly. That's exactly the response that everyone's given it. Like, it's a big deal.
After everything else he's done, this is what they're going to really, like...
The Macho Man Randy Savage is not a happy...
Anyway, alright, so Justin Bieber has dreadlocks. How do you feel about this, Sean?
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. I am the cream!
That's how I feel about it.
That's how you feel about it? Do you think it's racist?
Woo! Do you have dreadlocks?
What's up, dreadlocks?
Do you have dreadlocks?
I remember kids in high school getting them all the time, or just getting like
racist
getting
for,
prison braids, like the guys in high school.
No, he's got dreadlocks.
They get like Rastafarian dreadlocks, like burnt the ends, like
but
ICP. Got to shave it off his head.
ICP white guys,
man,
corn white guys.
Yeah, they have
people have dreadlocks.
They had dreadlocks.
Any reggae guy,
he's
any
just like,
fucking beach bum that sells weed that's white.
Is
has
Justin
dreadlocks.
Bieber's music like corns?
What do you think?
I haven't listened to his new
album.
But
it doesn't
album.
Matter how their music is. Like,
people
are
into,
they racist because they have dreadlocks?
People are
no.
into the new Bieber album. They believe it.
Josie just played me a video of somebody yelling at somebody because they have dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm. Because they have dreadlocks?
Yeah,
because they think it's culturally it. Inappropriate for a white person to have dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
Why?
Not really.
I see white people with dreadlocks all the time, though.
Yeah.
Especially white girls.
Yeah.
White hippie
and
girls. In the Hulu. Mm-hmm.
Hippie.
White hippie girls.
Hippie is completely hippie
Motherfucking
culture.
Motherfucking wavy gravy.
Mm-hmm. Every hippie has had dreadlocks at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it.
ICP
Why is everyone freaking out about Justin Bieber with dreadlocks?
Is it culturally insensitive? I don't know. I
don't think
yell for Amber to bring her down here. Does she know? Is it insensitive to black people or Jamaicans specifically?
I don't think it's insensitive to anybody.
To Bob Marley specifically.
To Bob Marley. Like,
no,
yeah, that is exactly why everyone's mad. Like, no, you are disrespecting
Bob
Marley.
And that it might be.
No, I don't think so.
Is Justin
so
Bieber disrespecting Bob Marley?
Oh my gosh.
Put that
no,
as
I
a
also, I don't
put
think
that
it's
as a poll, Josie hashtag Josie tweets. Put that as a poll. Justin Bieber is Justin Bieber offending Bob Marley. Bob Marley mood drinks. Does that offend Bob Marley?
I would maybe think so.
We need to start doing Bob Marley. What offends Bob Marley segment?
That should be a segment. Does this offend Bob Marley?
This news shit's old. We're going to do what offends Bob Marley from now on. All right, Bob. What offends Bob Marley?
And then we just say a news segment and decide if it offends Bob
Marley
or not.
When white people sing No Woman, No Cry.
Right. Whoa.
I sing No Woman, No Cry.
Does that offend Bob Marley?
No. Bob Marley wanted everybody to unite over his music.
Yeah.
That was his goal.
Okay.
And I think the few...
Get up,
like,
stand up.
One of the first steps towards...
Stand up,
like,
for your right, right?
Yeah. Like people
Buffalo Soul.
Anybody should be able to have any hairstyle that they want. When you create a character on a video game...
Mm-hmm. Like, what about Hitler's
stash?
You
can't not put dreadlocks on a guy just because you make their skin white. Like, that doesn't happen.
Can
Hitler
anybody have
stash,
any type of facial
hair? I would say
it's
a little
want?
Bit different mm-hmm. because...
That's not good facial hair?
It's like literally called the Hitler stash.
Charlie Chaplin had...
It's called that for a reason.
He had the stash.
He had the stash.
Yeah.
I think it was hiding something.
Well, what I said earlier was...
I think he had a little cavernous cave
right, well,
under
is
his
it
mustache.
Culturally inappropriate when Wesley Snipes dyed his hair blonde... In fucking Double Team?
That's a stance to take.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Not one person complained.
Beyonce's blonde.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But people just now found out she's black.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. How'd they find out?
Hey, guys.
Black Panther stuff at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That new song.
Hey guys.
Alabama.
Okay, so if I do a reverse mohawk, am I offending the Road Warriors? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I think you would be. No, I don't think it's offensive mm-hmm. to anybody to have any style of haircut. And
so
I think
Bieber's causing an uproar for this? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not Bieber's causing an uproar.
The people
are causing
it. But he has it, and people
Even
are causing an uproar.
Seth Rogen tweeted him a picture and said, I feel you. That was him with fucking... dreadlocks like mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
Hell yeah, rocking the dreads. Would you rock? Would you?
Yes, I would if I could. Yeah,
I've only
there
had
was a time
coffee.
In my life when I smoked way more weed than I do now that I was mm-hmm. like, dude, I would totally have dreadlocks if I had them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just never got to that point. And
do you want dreadlocks? Can we do that on podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, actually,
we'll dread
no,
your.
Actually,
we will,
no, I don't,
we will dread your hair on podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think if you have the type of lifestyle where you can get away with it, it's just like being, I guess it's just like having like tattoos like on your neck or
tattoos.
On your fingers. You know what I mean? Like you kind of have to have a certain lifestyle.
I wanted dreadlocks, but now I'm literally defined by this mustache, so.
Yeah, you have a certain lifestyle you have to uphold with this
You've
mustache.
You've got a certain mustache life.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever, their mustache has written so many good songs. I mean, it's inspired. The mustache didn't literally write.
I was gonna say, what are you talking about?
That's what
is there a band called The Mustache?
That's your band.
It should be.
The Mustache.
Sean's in your band.
I covered
I joined every band.
I covered Mustache TV by Adam and His Package once.
Who's Adam and His Package?
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like we're going down a dark path here. And
okay, yeah.
My,
let me back
my,
out of it.
I don't have my soundboard.
Let me back out of it. I got a news story. We'll end with this.
I have another one I wanted to talk about.
Okay, just give it to me. And we'll end with
Are
that
you
thing.
No, well, what's
my
yours?
Thing was just that some baseball player makes $427,000 a week.
Oh, I wanted to talk about skim milk.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Tell me about skim milk. What's wrong with skim milk?
Well, people are saying now that.
Who's saying? Josie, find this article.
The scientists.
The FDA.
Okay.
They're saying you're 46% less likely to develop diabetes if you drink full fat dairy milk and that you shouldn't drink skim milk. That shit's not even worth it.
You said you're less likely to get diabetes if you take the whole milk?
Yes. And it's just crazy because they go back and forth so fuck. Hey guys, they go back and forth so much between this shit that it's crazy.
And it makes your dick feel good.
Like,
God, Paul must hate the way we patronize him and paint him into a little corner. He's like, what am I to your show? Like, what am I? Everything. I'm like, you're the guy that says, hey, guys, and no. My dick feels good.
Oh,
no,
God.
I think you're
saying
he's a more crucial part than maybe
we
anybody
miss him.
Realizes.
Everything, yeah. Any conversation goes a lot smoother when Paul's here because he says a lot of dumb stuff.
All right, but they don't sell whole milk in schools because they said it was bad for you. So they only sell low-fat milk. Mm-hmm. But they also sell chocolate milk in schools, which is delicious. And I would fucking kill a school if they fucking took chocolate milk away.
Oh, guess what? They tried to do that in my hospital.
Hey,
oh,
my God. Hospital chocolate milk?
But it's ridiculous that they sell chocolate milk in school, but they won't sell whole milk when whole milk is good for you.
Damn, you're banging on the table so hard my monitor is about to fall
this
over.
This is the same thing about, like,
you're on
weed
a soapbox today.
Like, they'll sell fucking alcohol
keep
to
going.
You, even though it's fucking bad for you. But they're like, weed is good. I don't care. Weed is the fucking whole milk of the world. Stance.
How did this tie into weed? That we were just talking about good old hearted milk. And
yeah, well, it tied in.
Somehow. So that was your other story, skim milk?
Skim milk.
Mm-hmm. Skim milk's bad for you.
And I finally just made myself like skim milk.
I really want to hear your story about a baseball player.
He makes $427,000 a week. That's the whole fucking story.
I don't even know if I make
it's
that
like,
without
you,
the zero.
You hear about how they make $10 million over 5 years and shit like that. Like, you hear those numbers and shit.
Right.
But how's you've never, like, literally.
What is that compared to, like,
you've never
like
looked
LeBron
at a pay
James.
Stub. I couldn't even tell you. So you got to think LeBron James makes revenue in so many areas. But LeBron James Cavs contract is like $100 million, $92 million, something fucking stupid like that. $110 million, somewhere in there. So fucking think 100 times what this guy's making.
All right, so this guy, I mean,
this guy's on like a $10 million contract. For $10 million over 5 years or something like that.
He's just like a random J. Brown baseball player.
No,
like
he's got a name. I'll go ahead.
Is he a good baseball player?
Now that you're going to ask all kinds of fucking questions. He's a Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder, Andrew McCutchen.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Well,
did
I mean, is
dreads?
He like a...
Does he have dreads?
He like,
dreads.
He has dreads. But he's black, so it's culturally appropriate.
Wait, am I thinking of the right guy?
I don't know.
My bad. Bi-weekly.
I don't know.
Every 2 weeks he gets four. I don't know. Google him, Josie.
Well, okay.
Andrew McCutchen. Every 2 weeks he makes $427,000. And $427,098.49. Every 2 weeks. And so when you look at a paycheck that's like that, it's pretty ridiculous.
I bet he's no Kenny Lofton.
No, I don't think he's a Kenny Lofton either.
He's good.
You think he's good?
Yeah.
What's his ERA?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right.
Oh, he's a center fielder. He doesn't have fucking... okay.
So is Justin Bieber offending him?
No.
Okay, my bad. He makes $10 million a year, a part of his $51 million contract. So LeBron would be double it for just Cavs money. And that's that.
That's
what's
not
that?
Nike money. That's not.
Yeah, I know. And the night he's got a lifetime $100 million contract there too.
Mm.
He can buy all kinds of Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, you do. Have
yeah,
Yoo-hoo
so you bought
fridge.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
You get it for $1
at the dollar store. Yeah, Amber bought them for me. Amber treated me. Up.
Make your dick feel good.
It made my dick feel good. Amber cool. treated me at the dollar store. Sure, she's gonna love hearing that on podcast.
I was talking about the Yoo-hoo.
Oh, the Yoo-hoo makes my dick feel good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. You want to get out of here?
Sure.
Go home. It's you got something
no worries.
To say? No worries, no motherfucker. Worries. You got it that time.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.